In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In the season of Advent, the four Sundays in Advent, two of the gospel lessons are attributed to John the Baptist. Two of the four. One might ask, isn't this story about Jesus? And yet here we have two of our four gospel lessons about John the Baptist. And working on a basic biblical scholarship technique that the more that is said about something, perhaps the more important it is we have to pause and wonder about that. To think about why is John the Baptist so incredibly important during this season when we are anticipating the birth of Jesus and then anxiously awaiting his return. If you were here last week, you know we talked a little bit about John the Baptist and about why he is so important. To remind you, we talked a little bit about how, especially in the Gospel according to Mark, it begins in a very stark way. It starts with simply the sentence, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then it goes straight into a story about John the Baptist. So the beginning of the good news about Jesus then the subject changes, and it begins with someone else. And we started thinking together last week about the role that John the Baptist played in the world to lay the foundation for the coming of Jesus. And we remembered that Jesus doesn't come presenting himself as the Messiah. John comes, lays the foundation for him to be Messiah so that the world will recognize him when he shows up. Now, this week I've gotten some emails from some of you here in the 8 o'clock service in particular. And don't worry, they were nice emails, actually. It was great. Thank you. And some phone calls, and I've run into you in some places out in town. And apparently that question kind of resonated with some of you, of who are the different people in your life that have served the role of John the Baptist. I only preached that sermon at the 8 o'clock service. And so, because we had different things at 9 and 11. But that kind of feedback makes me think I need to take that sermon to the 9 and 11 today as well. So I think I will do that. So this morning for us here at the 8, I thought we could dig a little deeper into this question. I just asked you in passing Sunday, who are the different people that have served the role of the John the Baptist in your life? Who are the people that laid the foundation for you to be able to recognize Jesus when he shows up, and when he showed up in your life, if you are a person of faith. So what I'd like to do today, because you're such a loud, extroverted crowd of people, I'm going to get you to stand and get in groups of three. No, I'm not going to do that. No, you don't want to do that? I was ready. No. If it was 9, I would do this, actually. But for you, for us, for the more contemplative among us, here's what I would like to do. In the pew in front of you, I hope, in where the guest cards are, there's a note card that just says notes, a blank piece of paper. We got those because we got tired of paying for offering envelopes for children to draw on, so we added notes. If they're not there, maybe you have your own way of keeping notes. Feel free if you want to pull out your phone or a notepad out of your purse or pocket. And I'd like for you, we're just going to have a few moments to actually think about this a little more thoroughly. And think about who are these people in your life. Last week I reminded you of stories of my grandmother and my parents and a karate instructor and Chris and Father Lynn and Father Jerry and all these people who laid the foundation for me to recognize Jesus in my life. So who are those people? Take out a piece of paper. And we'll just have some silence for a minute and write down their names and think about them. Because what I'd like for you to do is take that home with you, and perhaps an email or a letter would be good. I think if you called somebody and said, hey, by the way, you were kind of John the Baptist to me, I think they're going to be afraid that you're about to tell them you have a terminal diagnosis. You know, that's going to be the next thing. So maybe just a letter or a note and thank them for that role in your life. So do that for a minute, and then I have one more question for us to think about. Who are the people who have served as John the Baptist in your life? And now I invite you to turn that sheet of paper over or take out another one and give some thought to the other question that we asked last week, which was actually a little more frightening and a little more intimidating. It is one thing to say thank you to God for people who have been important in your life, but we also acknowledged that each of us as believers are serving that same role of John the Baptist in someone else's life, whether we are quite aware of it or not. I'd like for you to think about the other people in the world who you may have authority over or who you know you're an influential person in their life. And how are you laying the foundation for them to recognize Jesus when he comes? Maybe it's a member of your family. Maybe it's someone at work. How are you, through word and deed, serving the role of John the Baptist for someone else? Just jot these down, and then I would invite you to keep them in your pocket for a while. And in your daily prayers, pull that sheet out and think about who these people are and think about how you might kindly and gently and intentionally do that work. So think about those people now. Write their names now. See, I am sending a messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.